Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah right at the bottom of Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Beit. So, having completed our discussions of the Gidah Nosha and of Basar B'Cholov and the various issues that we spoke about in the Masechet earlier about what is considered to be meat and whether there's in the Benotei Tam and in the Gidim and so on, and we go on to discuss now the other elements of Isuri Achila, and that includes, of course, Chelev and Dam. And so we will begin with Chomer B'Chelev Mibadam, V'Chomer B'Dam Mibachelev. Now there's very special dinim about Dam and Chelev, in which they're differentiated from other halachot that we've been talking about here. And one of the important differences is that the whole issue of Einisir Chalal Isir doesn't seem to be involved here, as we're going to see in a moment. Chomer b'chelev. Chelev, remember we spoke about, we just got finished, the issue about Isser Chalal Isser when it comes to cooking chelev in cholov. How about if the chelev is hekdesh? Is there an Isser of me'ila on chelev? Yes. Chomer b'chelev sha chelev mo'alim bo. And not only is there an Isser me'ila, but if that chelev is from an animal that was pigel, or if that chelev was left over and it's notar, or if a kohen was tamei when he ate it, you would be chayev in all these cases, mishum pigel notar v'tamei. Now, chelev is an iser karet, so you're not adding very much with pigel v'notar. And they're also chiyuvei karet. The question as to why we don't say ein iser chalal iser is really a sugya in Masechet Kritut, so we won't go into it here. But basically, Rebbe's approach is that we do not say ein iser chalal iser with isurei hegdash. And when it comes to the me'ila, could be you don't have to come on to this, but when it comes to the tummy, you'll notice that Rashi says over here it's only because the Kohen who was eating it was tummy betumat haguf. He doesn't say that there would be a chiyuv of tummy of something that was tumat basar. Of course, over here we're talking about chayavim in terms of korit, would be chayavim separate korbanot, so that's not really all that important. But lamais and meforshim talk out that a tamei betumat haguf, we're talking about over there an iser kolel, because until now he was only osir eating this piece of chelev. Now he's osir from eating even regular meat that he would have been able to eat that was hegdish, because he's tamei. So there we don't get involved in iser chalal iser. But it could very well be that we're just taking the direct approach. He's going a little bit of Rebbe after all, and we don't even worry about how it is that pigel and notar should be chal on the iser of chelev. Masha'in came b'dam. When it comes to dam, there is none of the above. There's no chiyav of me'ila, there's no chiyav of pigel, notar, or tamei on dam. We'll see why. Now, there's also chumra of dam, and that is that dam is a iser that runs across every species. It's noig b'vehema, b'chaya, b'ov, whether they are tmeim or whether they're taurim. We know that chelev is exceedingly limited. Chelev is not noig except for behema tahora bilva. Not even noig on a chaya tahora, certainly not on kodesh. Only those things that are roy to be brought on the mizbeach b'chlal are shayach to the iser of chelev. So let's take a look at the Gemara and see where we get this from. Asks the Gemara Minan Emili. Our first interesting issue is that when we say that there's Me'ila on Chelev, it seems to be on all Chelev, and that means there's no distinction between Chelev of Kacha Kacha. Chelev of Kacha Kacha, right? I understand that that's meant only for the Mizbeach, it's not Shayach to anybody. But the Kachim Kalim are basically, while they're still before Zrikas Adam and not Roy L'Mizbeach, they belong to the Baalim. It's considered to be Mamon Baalim. After Zrikat Adam, then you might possibly call them Kachi Hashem. How do we know? How does the Mishnah know that we would include even Kachim Kalim, the Chelev of Kachim Kalim, in Me'ila? On Rabbi Yanai, the Amar Akrot. So here it's talking about, and really makes no sense, talk about the Parkoi Mashiach. Parakoy Mashiach is the first and primal of the Korbanot Chatat. And for some reason, after describing everything that you're supposed to take out of it, it says, Kasher Yoram Yishar Zevach HaShlamim. Now, there's absolutely nothing added in those words, because it lists every single one of the Emurim in Parakoy and Mashiach that it does in Shlamim. So it certainly doesn't come to add anything of what it appears to be saying. We don't learn anything from Shor Zevach HaShlamim. This must be one of those interesting cases where the Torah pretends to be deriving something from A to B, and in actuality is coming to compare B to A and tell us that Me'ata Rezebal Alamed V'nim Tzolamat. It appears to be here in order to teach something about the par of the Kohen Mashiach, and instead it is derived from the par Kohen Mashiach, namely, Makish par Mishor Zevach HaShlamim L'par Kohen Mashiach, just like the par Kohen Mashiach, Yesh Bo Mi'ila, that's about as Kodesh HaKadoshim as you can get, Afshor Zevach HaShlamim Yesh Bo Mi'ila, and that's how I know that there's a din of Mi'ila, even on Kachim Kalim, of which, of course, the Shor Zevach HaShlamim is the prime example. Omar Le Rebbe Chinina. Oh, man, not again. Ke'ura Zush Hashanah Rebbe got something against Rebbe's drushes over here. I mean, Rebbe's got this beautiful limud. He says, look, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Chelev LaHashem. It says, V'yik Tiram, HaKohen HaMizbecha, Lechem, Mishel, Reach, Michoach, Kol Chelev LaHashem. Kol Chelev LaHashem means all Chelev is called Hashem's. And that word, of course, that means Chelev of Kachim Kalim. The word LaHashem is the significant word when it comes to Me'ila, because Me'ila refers to Kodshei Hashem. That was our concern about Kodshei Kalim. How do we know that that's called Kodshei Hashem if the owner's Balut is so much part of Kodshei Kalim? But now that it's called Chelev LaHashem, it obviously is a reference to any and all Chelev, including the Chelev of the Zevach HaShlamim. And that's what Rebbe said. And that's coming to Rabot Emure Kodshei Kalim L'Me'ila. Now what exactly, Esther V'Chanina, do you have against that pasuk? Why did Rabbi Yonai have to go to bring a raya from the comparison of Shor Zevach HaShlamim to Bar Kohen Mashiach? Omer Abaye, because Rabbi's pasuk doesn't cover all the angles. It's true. You still need this lima. Because look, if you're going to just learn from there, Ikat of Rachmana Chelev, you're talking about Kol Chelev Lashem. Now, there's other emurim that are not chelev. Now, how do I know about those emurim? So, hava mina, okay, chelev. But how about the yoter ha-kaved? How about the shtei ha-kloyot? They're not chelev, although they are muram mishor zevach ha-shlamim. So, perhaps there's only a special halacha of me'ila on chelev. How would I know that everything that's muram, including things that aren't chelev, so the shtei ha-kloyot, they're not chelev. How do I know that there's a din of me'ila there? I would have thought, lo. Therefore, katav rachamana kasher yuram, which is the Rabbi Yonai's drasha. On the other hand, let's say we only have Rabbi Yonai's drasha. Nikat rachamana kasher yuram. How would I know that the par kohen mashiach, which is a bovine, and therefore does not have a fat tail, the only animal that's got a fat tail is a sheep. So if I'm using as the makor of chelev, the par kohen mashiach, that would exclude the chelev ha'aliyah. The letter b'shor doesn't exist in the shor. So if the makor is only the shor, then I would have thought that there is no me'ila on the chelev ha'aliyah. Therefore, katav rachmana, besides the kasher yuram, kol chelev la'ashem, as Rebbe says, and that teaches me even the chelev ha'ayat mima. Omalei Rav Mori L'Rizvi, now I'm really confused. If you're telling me that the aliyah, you're saying from the word kol chelev, you include the aliyah, the chelev ha'ayat mima. Then I understand. I mean, that's the chelev. You're saying that the entire aliyah is chelev, so then it shouldn't be edible. But everybody eats the aliyah. Titzar ba'achila? So I don't get it. Either it is included in kol chelev or it's not. I mean, how? Omar le, olecha omar kro. It's because of this problem that indeed it is part of kol chelev. But The Pasuk nonetheless makes a distinction between the din of the chalav that's meant to be put on the Mizbeach and that there's a chiyuv me'ila, and the iser of achilas chalav, where it says, Daber b'nei Yisrael lemor, kol chalav shor v'chesev v'eiz, lo to chalav. Now that means only the chalav that is found in the following three animals, shor because of eiz, lo to chalav. There's no aliyah that is in common between a shor v'chesev v'eiz, and therefore doesn't find itself in this iser of achilas chalav. So only dover hashaveh b'shor chesev v'eiz, and therefore you're not chayev on the achila of chalav, even though there's been a me'ila on the chalav of a hegdish animal. There's no contradiction. There's two different worlds. When it comes to the loto chalav, we're told that it has to be a common chalav between all these three species. Rav Ashi Amar, no, that's not the point. The point is that when the Torah refers to the chalav of the aliyah, it calls it chalav ha'aliyah tenima. That's its name. So it's called chalav aliyah ikroi. Chalav stama lo ikroi, but that's not called stam chalav. What are you talking about? But now you messed up the drasha. It was not called stam chalav, so then how is it included in kol chalav la'ashem? So we say kol chalav, but not the chalav aliyah. Because it's not called chalav, it's only called chalav aliyah. So lemiata lo yimalupa. So then why is there me'ila? No. Okay, the Rav Zvi's approach was much better than yours. Machvarta ked Rav Zvi. Minani mili. So how do we know that Dam does not have any of the above Yisurim? Not Me'ila, not Pigel, not Noser v'Tame. So we have one Pasuk that has it at three separate indications that the Dam is special. And that is, Kidefesh HaBasar Badami, Vanina Tativ Lachem. That word Lachem means something, that it's meant for you. Alam is berg lichaper anafshatechem. That's another diak. And ki hadam hu banefesh lichaper is yet another diak. And all three of these diakim will be utilized by the different mandiyamrim here in our sugya. Omarula. The reason that dam is not considered to be included in the ila is because it's not God's. It's lachem. As it says, anina tativ lachem. Since me'ila requires kachi Hashem, so then this is out of the parsha of Kodshim. Shalachem min shalachem yehid. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, it says, Anina tativ lachem lichaper, which means it was given to you lichapara netativ. Velo lemi'ila, the point of it is kapara, not further problems. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Omar Kra, who? Hu lifnei kapara, kela achar kapara. So far we're just looking at the nature of Dam's relationship to me'ila. As we're going to see, we don't need to come onto these psukim for everything else. But let's take a look at Me'ila. So, first of all, Lachem, obviously, is not Kachi Hashem. Second is Kapara. It's there for purposes of helping you, not for creating Me'ila. And furthermore, Hu. Now, Hu, that word is always that tricky existential word, which means it is what it is, and always will be, and always was what it is, which teaches us, there's been no change in the Dam, ex post facto or pre-kapora. Now we know, obviously, la'achra kapora, there can't be me'ila, and we're going to see what that assumption is. But generally, once something has been used, if we're talking about after the kapora, all the other Dam is shirayim. And shirayim, we know always, la'achra, a mitzvah, there's no Me'ila anymore, because you've already used it for what it's meant to be used. Therefore, if that's a given, so if lifnei kapara, akar kapara in bo me'ila, then therefore af lifnei kapara in bo me'ila. Ask the Gemara, why not reverse that? Why not say if it's existentially who, then say the other direction. Emo hu le akar kapara ke lifnei kapara. Why don't we take it in the other direction and say, look, just like lifnei kapara, there is me'ila. Maybe the chiddush over here is that even la'achar kapara, there is me'ila. I mean, how do you know where to start? Usually we go l'chomer, right? No, because ein lecha davar shenaseh mitzvato mo'alim bo. I mean, that's a klal kol ha'Torah kula. We're not gonna change the rules in order to go l'chomer. We've seen that many times. So if it's a given that all over we don't have something which is naseh mitzvato, so then it makes sense that the direction to go There's plenty of cases where, let's say, Egla Rufa, there's no Me'ila until after Yiridata L'Nechalita, as Tosus points out, or Trumas HaDeshen, until it becomes until it's the Shasa Truma, there's no Me'ila on the Deshen. So that's very common, that you can have something that is going to be used for a mitzvah, and nonetheless there is no Me'ila, but it's not at all common that something that has been used for a mitzvah, that there should be Me'ila, and therefore it's more likely that we'll take it in this direction. Hold on a minute. What do you mean there's no such thing? Of course there is such a thing. How about Trumat HaDeshen? You take the Deshen off of the Mizbeach, what do? You walk down off the Mizbeach, you put it down next to the Mizbeach, and it's absorbed in its place, and there it says, V'samo Eitzah Mizbeach, it absolutely requires Sima next to the Mizbeach, which means that, in fact, it's got to be taken care of, and it's still Ro'oi for Me'ila. So we have Trumat HaDeshen, we're over there, it was Nasi Mitzvato, it's already all burnt up, we picked it off, and nonetheless, it's the Mo'alimbo. Yes, that's true, but there are two such examples of unusual cases of things that were Nasi Mitzvatan and that are still Osir. And that's Trumat HaDeshen and the Bigdei Kohen of the Kohen Gadol. So Bigdei Kohen, now we're over there. After the Kohen finishes all of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, he has to put his Bigdei Kohen away forever. So they need to be nignaz. And that means that they're not allowed to be used again. So Bigdei Kohen are shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad, v'kol shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad ein melamdim. Yeah, but not everybody agrees that that's the meaning of v'hinicham sham. Hey, Nichol Rabbanan da Amrei, that when the Torah says that the Kohen removes his beged, Ubaron elo amoid upachat et pigdei abada shalavash bivoo el hakodesh v'inicham sham. V'inicham sham means, according to one man, the Omer Shetu'im Gniza. They have to be left there forever and ever, never to be used again. Okay, then you have Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad, Trumat HaDeshen v'samo, Bigdei Kohuna v'inicham sham. So that teaches us no other cases are Nase mitzvatam and me'ilam. But how about according to Reb Dosa, who says v'nicham sham simply means you're not allowed to use them for another Yom Kippur, but you can use them for general uses, so there's no iser of me'ila. So my ikala me'amar, according to this, there are no shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad. So what are you going to say then? Okay, there's another case. Mishum na'avoy trumas ha'deshen ve'egla rufa shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad. By Egla Arufa, it says that even though it was Nasa Mitzvato, V'orfo Sham, from there we learn it has to be buried there, Sham Tekvurato, and that's it. Zozer Ba'ano. So we still have two cases. Okay, but what about according to the Mandi Omer holds that even where you have two cases, you're still Malam? Sayini, Lamandi Omer, Shnekvim, Kechad, Ein Malam. But what about Lamandi Omer, Malam Dim? Ma'ikalamema? Ah! We have two miyutim, and of course Tosfos, as usual, asks why we need two miyutim. We could get along with one miyut. Two miyutim, tre miyute ktive, and it says, v'samo means it and only it, and hatam by the egla rufa, it says, ho arufa, and only the arufa. Ask the Gemara.
So because of two miyutim, it's not snake stu and man kerechat?
No, it means that even if normally we would be malame, the Torah is coming specifically to decline the limud. It and only it, by these two miyut. Right. Okay, there are a lot of approaches as to why we need two separate miyut here. Where some understand that the meaning of shnei ketuvim abayim ke'achad malamde means that both are indicative of the same thing. And therefore, if that's the case, if it only said one miyut, it would mean, as the Ritva explains, that I'm leaving you to determine which is Marba and which is not. So part of the limud is to be, and then we would approach it by using it as a model for certain things. Okay. But in any event, Tosfos always asks this question, leaves it open, except in one place. Anyway, so Acha Ketiv V'Samo and Atam Ketiv by the Egla Rufa, it says Ha Arufa, specifically. Now, why do we need these three separate miyutim? And they all seem to be saying the same thing. Anina tativ lachem, no mi'ila. Lechapara, no mi'ila. Vadam hu, no mi'ila. Why do we need three separate psukim? Normally, bedam. Well, chad is actually remaid benota. Chad is remaid from me'ila. Chad is remaid mitumat aguf. Pigo doesn't need a pasuk. Pigo lo tzarech kra. The tzan koshi yesh lo matirid bein la adam bein la mizbeach chayavim alav vishum pigo. Something which has something else which is matirid can become asr mishum pigo. But the matir itself, which of course the dam is, dam gufe, is matiru. The matir itself certainly does not become usher because of pigo.
Well,
well,
wait, Adrol Kalabos. Re neder, Fanton, the Helica Peret.
Ha'or v'harota v'akipa v'alal v'atzamot v'agidim v'akanaim v'atlafayim mitztarfim l'tamei tumat ochlim avol lo tumat nevelot. So, we spoke about earlier, as Tosfos points out, way back in Be'ema Mikasha, what the din is of Ashulia, not matamei tumas ochlim, not tumas nevelot. And we've been discussing as well, of course, the din of yesh begidim benotei tam, what types of things are considered to be foodstuffs, and nonetheless, toras them from eitz. Anyway, in Tosfos' vision, we're getting back to the original description over here, and we actually went off a little bit to start talking about kisui adam because we talked about a ben tishachai. And then we got on to, once that's true, we started talking about what's Naig Bechai and then Nalo Ba'oth, which brought us to Yerach Shidizbash of Agid Anosh. Now we're getting back to the original. That's one way of looking at it. In any event, we definitely have raised the questions of what is considered to be Isuri Achila, which nonetheless are not really food stuff. Here, we want to discuss the extended idea of non-foodstuffs, which are nogea tuma, either tumat ochlim, or tuma that is yotze mehem, such as tumat nevelot. This is extraordinarily nogea today, because today's parsha is Parshat Bereshit. In Parshat Bereshit, we know that we have the breakdown between tama etz kitama pri, and what happened over there is that the etz was supposed to also have a din of perot, instead only the perot have a din of perot. And as we've pointed out many times, Torah Shabbat ends with Masechet Ukatzin, which comes to discuss the restoration of Tama Etz Kitama Pri, Legabedinim of Tuma, which is Das, which is Tyrus, and Medes La'ad. And therefore, the next topic that we have is at what point is a branch considered to be that which is Machnis, Motzi, Tuma, and so on. And this brings us to a new concept. There are two new concepts we're going to be discussing in this parak. And one of them is called a shomer, and one of them is called a yad. Now, we know that normally we need a certain shiur for tumas eichlam. Shiur kezai, ef kebeitza. We discussed the machlok at Rashi and Tosfos, that to be mekabel tumah, to give off tumah specifically. Let's just keep it simple. So we need a kebeitza for tumat ochlin. For tumat nevelot, we need a kezayit. Is it possible to include within the shir of the kebetz of tumat ochlim, or the kezayit of tumat nevelot, is it possible to include additional parts? Remember when we talked about being mevatel the gidan asher, we're over there, we were talking about tam, we talked about achi yiten tam, berotav, ubekipa, ubechatichot, right? So we already met this word, rotav and kipa. And it's occurring over here again, Or Va'arota Va'akipa. We just discussed the relationship of Ora Kiva to the contents to the Kiva. So can I add the Rotav and the Kipa to the Shir? Or maybe not. Maybe I need the pure meat in order to be Makabal Tuma. Questions like that are what we're going to be talking about over here. The Din of Shomer is something that protects the material that's edible. So let's say you have skin on one side with a piece of meat on the other, and the skin is attached to the meat. That skin is shomer on the meat. Now we'll see that a shomer is considered to be part of the meat in terms of actual tziruf. And not only that, but also if you touch the skin and it has this meat on the other side, it's also going to be metame. You will be metame the meat, or something that the meat touches will be tame if that meat is tame tumas eichlin. When it comes to nevelis, however, we'll discover that it's not as simple. Then we have a concept called yad. Yad is something that is not shomer at all. Let's say that you have a polka. So you're holding the bottom of your thigh bone here, and the top is a piece of meat. And of the leg, you know, the top is a piece of meat. And now the question is, somebody tame is holding the bone. Now the bone is certainly not being shomer on the meat that's above it. However, it is a handle to that meat. That's called a yad. Same thing would be true on a kli. If a kli has a handle. The handle may not be part of the kli that has the beit kibul in it, but it's a way to handle that beit kibul. Now in such cases, the handle serves as a modality of transferring tuma into and out of the thing that you're holding. Again, the question is, will it do so for an avela to be discovered? But when it comes to tumat ochlin, there's a din of yad. But it's not mitzarek. Only the shomer is mitzarek. Okay, these are all dinim that are going to become clear. Let us begin with the or being the skin that has the piece of meat attached to it. The rotav is the sauce. The kippah is the gravy. The alal, it's not clear what that is. There's a machlokis about how to explain alal. According to some, it means the thick gidei hatzavar and the spinal cord itself, and things that are completely inedible. And others learn that it's the meat that has been left behind on the skin during skinning. And we'll talk about that in the Gemara. Ve'atzamot, now these are bones that have some edible portion in them, so that the bone itself serves as a shomer to what's inside of it. The gidim, which are tough, the karnaim, now here we're talking about the karnaim, which will still bleed. In other words, at the point where when you cut them, there's still going to be part of the animal in the sense of chotchov yotzei dam. The same thing is true of the tlafayim, which are the foot pads. All of these things are mitzarfim letamei tumat ochlin. They're all considered to be part of tumas ochlin, but so that you can get a kibetza of them by adding them together with the meat, they're not mitzarif to get a kizayit together of nevelot. And therefore, there's not a shear of nevelot. We'll see what the makor of all of this is in the Gemara. Kayotzeba. There's another very important difference between tumat ochlim and tumat nevelot. And this is an extremely strange halacha, which we touched on earlier. Is it possible to shecht a pig? Remember, we talked about this before. It turns out it is possible to shecht a pig. And it's nogel halacha that it be a kosher shechita by a kosher shechet.
Should it be a kosher pig?
Oh, now obviously it can't make the pig kosher. So what in the world is it about? So kayot seba, a hashochet beimat me'ah, the oved kochavim umefarcheset. Now remember that normally, in nogel the din of an oved kochavim, we talked about this earlier, the Oved Kochavim is osur because of Abram and Achai, as long as the animal is still alive. And therefore, a non-kosher animal is certainly not considered to be ochlin for a Ben Yisrael, because even if he intends to eat it, it's botla daito. Unless it's, we'll see cases where you can turn it into oichlin. And a mefarcheses animal is not oichlin for the goy. And yet we have a very strange halacha over here that specifically, dafka a ben Yisrael, who dafka uses a shechita kshera, dafka on a non-kosher animal, and dafka with the intent to feed it to an oved kochavim, over there, even though the Oved Kochavim himself cannot eat it because it's still mefarcheses and it's also to him because of Eivor Min Achai, nonetheless, since a Yisrael shechted it with a kavona to give it to him to eat, and for a Yisrael, shechita does help if it would be tar, the machshava helps to turn it into ochlin with the act of shechita. And therefore, legabe kabbalah of tumas ochlin, that is what makes it ochlin. Nothing to do with any of the other dinim. Doesn't make it mutter in any way. not for Yisroel, not for the Akum. So this is only true when it comes to Tumat Ochlim, Avalot Tumat Nevelot, Ad Shetamut, Ad Sheyatizet Rosha. There's no din of Tuma here when the thing is still being Mefarches until it actually dies. Or you can cut off its head. If you cut off its head, then even the Pirchus is considered to be simple nerve mechanical reactions and not an expression of life. But in any event, this is yet another difference between the two. That's why we call it Kayotziva. So first of all, we have the din of all of these various things being mitztaref to the halacha of Tumas Erechlin, and not to Tumat Nevelot. And secondly, we have the halacha of this particular unique halacha of Shechita of a piggy, or any Beimetmea, as being kosher, but only in terms of turning it into Ochlin, and not for Tumas Nevelot at all. It has to actually be dead. Which means that Ribalatame Tumat Ochlin, Mimash Ribalatame Tumat Nevelot. There are more cases. We just had two cases, more cases where you can be mekabel tumas ochlin, which is the shear of a kibetza, from the ribui that will allow you to be mitzaref, things for tumat nevelot to kedikizayit. Reb Yehuda Omer, ha'alal ha'mechunas, im yesh bo kizayit b'mekom echad, chayav alav. So says Reb Yehuda, ha'alal ha'mechunas. So suppose you actually went ahead and you regathered the pieces of meat that had been cut off together with the skin. You scrape them off and you bring them together. You have a kezayit b'makom echad. Then you'd be chayav alav. So if you bring it together, we'll see later on in the Gemara whether what about if you actually left the kezayit b'makom echad. Then you would be chayav. What is the meaning of the word chayav? Chayav alav actually is a reference, if it wasn't basar originally, you can't be chayav alav mishum nevela. But chayav alav would mean if you touched it and became tamei, and you went to Beis HaMikdash, or you ate basar kedesh, so at that point it became now the gabi tuma, it's dependent on your machshava, and would be mitame you. As far as if it lost the din of Isra achilas nevelas, for you to be able to turn it back into something, that would be an avela. That, as we'll see later, is not really within the realm of possibility.